Hi, this is Mark, and welcome to Mobile Geo. I'm going to be walking you through a series of demonstrations on how to download, install, use, and various aspects of Code Factory's Mobile Geo GPS navigation software, solution for the blind and low vision. Okay, that's a lot to say. What I'm going to be using during at least the first three demonstrations, which are track 2, 3, and 4, I'll be using both a Samsung Blackjack 2 smartphone running Windows Mobile 6.1, and the successor to the Blackjack 2, which is the Samsung Epix SGH907 Pocket PC. The Blackjack 2 is a non-touchscreen device. The Epix is a touchscreen device. I will also be using a Royaltek 2110 Bluetooth GPS receiver. So many words, so little time. And both the Samsung Blackjack 2 and the Epix both have internal GPS receivers. A couple of things I want to let you know. One, I have removed a lot of the empty silences that occur during the demonstration. So it may appear that my phone or phones are responding more quickly than yours. That's okay. There's been so many times when I've listened to podcasts and so forth, and there's a lot of silence, and I get confused, like, did it stop recording? So I wanted to reduce that, and I know, if you want to pause the recording at any time, of course, feel free to do so. So this may appear to go faster. You may think, wow, how come this is going so fast? There's something wrong with my phone. But there's not, okay? I just made it look that way. Even though I don't think many people are going to do it, I strongly recommend that you look at the installation manual when you download Mobile Geo. It'll definitely help you understand some of the things that we go through. Of course, I never do that, but I really want you to, okay? Some things that I recommend that you have before you begin using Mobile Geo or downloading it. I recommend that you have a computer with a stable connection to the internet. I recommend a broadband connection. You will need to download the latest version of Code Factory's Mobile Geo. You can do that by browsing to codefactory.es, www.codefactory.es/Edward/S=Sam. Mobile Geo works, it's one copy, one program for both the smartphone and the Pocket PC. So there aren't two or three different versions like Mobile Speak. You download one copy of Mobile Geo, and it will work on either platform. I want to make it clear that you do need to have Mobile Speak already installed on your device before you begin to follow the demonstration to come. So make sure you have a working copy of Mobile Speak installed on your wireless device. Make sure you have a means to connect the phone to the PC. I recommend using ActiveSync with a USB connection. Some people use Bluetooth connection, but I'll be using a USB cable to connect my devices to the computer. Make sure you have at least an internal or an external GPS receiver, okay? The Samsung Blackjack 2 and the Epix both have internal GPS receivers. If your device has one, great. I also recommend if you don't have that, or even if you do, it's always a good idea to have an external GPS, a Bluetooth GPS receiver. As I said, I'll be using the Royaltek 2110. Okay, after all this, you still need to download, of course, maps for your country. You can get the maps by going to Sendero's website, and I will give you the URL for that. The URL is http://mobilegeo.sendero group. That's all one word. S as in Sam, E, N as in Nancy, D as in David, E, R-O group, G-R-O-U-P, .com. You will need to log in if you're using a trial license, or you're going to get a demo. Obviously, if you've purchased it, you will have your own username and all this, an ID. So you want to make sure you have the temporary username of M-G Demo. That stands for Mobile Geo Demo. So it's going to be 6 letters, lowercase. M is in Mary, G is in George, D is in David, E is in Edward, M is in Mary, O is in Oscar. So MG Demo. The password you want to use is lowercase, all one word, Code Factory, no spaces. Once you log in, select your country and download your maps. You will download your maps, and most likely they'll be downloaded in a zip file, and you will need to unzip them and copy them, unpack them on your computer. I recommend you copy them, or unpack them rather, to a folder called Maps, capital M, a lowercase APS. Once you have that done, then you want to copy that folder onto your phone. And I recommend that you use a storage card, that you have a storage card inserted into your mobile device. You can install some maps on the main memory of the phone. To me, this will impede the performance of your phone. You really would prefer, and you definitely want to use, I'm saying prefer, but you really want to use a storage card. Okay, so you're going to copy your maps. And that the instruction, the user manual will give you more specific details on how this is done. Some Windows mobile devices will have their GPS, the internal GPS receivers locked to a certain carrier. So if you want to use your internal GPS receiver, you will need to unlock it with an application unlocker. You can learn more about this if you go to my blog at candleshoreblog.com. So CANDLESHOREBLOG.com. And in the search box on the right-hand side, type in application unlock, or you can just type in unlock, and it'll bring up all the articles I've had with and it's not too many, that have the word unlock in the subject or somewhere in the article. And there you will see, learn how to unlock your GPS receiver, the internal, if it's necessary. Code Factory also has some tools for this. So if you have any problems with the internal, you can, like I said, look at the blog, contact Code Factory or your vendor. Otherwise, just use an external GPS receiver, an external Bluetooth GPS receiver. Am I rambling? I hope not. And just keep in mind also that the one nice thing about Mobile Geo that is one of my favorite features is that you do not need a data plan or a cellular plan in order to use Mobile Geo with a GPS receiver. In fact, my Samsung Blackjack 2 does not have a SIM card, and yet it works just fine navigating with Geo. Okay, I think that's all the housekeeping we have to do. All that's left now is to sit back, relax, get your gear ready to go, and we are going to have a lot of fun with Mobile Geo. You're going to love this program. It just doesn't get any better than this.